Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tired of financial headaches? Are late nights spent balancing books instead of building your business? You need Labora Lee Bookkeeping. We take the stress out of your finances. Labora Lee Bookkeeping offers expert solutions for all your needs. Precise bookkeeping, efficient payroll, and comprehensive tax preparation. We empower small businesses with accurate financial insights, helping them make smart decisions and achieve greater profitability. Stop stressing and start succeeding. Contact Labora Lee Bookkeeping today for a free financial assessment. That's Labora Lee Bookkeeping. Get back to business.
What if the background music in your business could do more than just fill silence? What if it could actually increase sales, build customer loyalty, and define your brand? Our mission is simple: to help businesses like yours succeed by harnessing the strategic power of sound. We believe the right music can be a game changer, and we're going to prove it.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
Hey. Welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Labora Lee, aka Kat Lee Woo, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Oh yeah, you have. Let's see what we got going on here. A little Doc. Got a little Rock. All right, Doc. Thank you, baby, for letting me know. Okay. All right, I'm here when you're ready, and you can listen to the things that I'm going to say as I say it. First and foremost, today is the wiretap. Today is the day that we get into some of these ridiculous depraved, sinister, heinous, disgusting, foul, nasty, trifling, dumb behind, stupid behind, idiots that do some things that we definitely don't agree with. But this particular case, we're going to talk about it. If you read the title, you kind of know where we're going with it. But if not, I'll talk to you about it in a minute. Let me start with the thing that I need to start with, though. Join the conversation. You can always do that by calling the number 443-551-5963. Again, the number is 443-551-5963. You can contact us that way. You could text, you could call. If you call, you'll be live on air. If you text, I'm reading it live on air. If you drop a comment, it's going to be on the screen, and I'm going to read it live on air. Contact us, baby. Anyway, we're going to respond. But in case you need a nudge, hit us up. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Just so you know. Okay. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join the coffee community. I'll tell you more why I want you to do that later. But join the coffee community. We'll talk about it. I need you guys to do this for me. Support the show. This is the free way to support the show. You don't have to spend money. Just letting them know that you know that we know that you know that we know that you know that we're here. Means the most to us. It means everything. That we can get do that, handle that business. Let me see what else I need to say. Let's see, got that out the way. Oh, I'll talk about that later. And if you haven't seen already, check out the our other website, www.laborleebookkeeping.com, laborleebookkeeping.com. If you need bookkeeping services, we're great at it, by the way. But we'll get into that a little later, too. Okay. Gotta bring it here. Today's conversation is a little deep, but if you don't know anything about me, I am very much an advocate for children. And this story right here is crazy. So I'm going to just jump into it. And then when Doc comes in, he'll come in. But today we're diving into the case that has captivated and horrified the internet. The discovery of remains in a car linked to a rising star and an avalanche of speculation that followed. We're talking about, of course, the investigation into the singer David and the tragic demise of a 13-year-old girl named Celeste Reeves. I want to say it right. We're talking about that. It needs to be talked about. I know that a lot of times when it comes to, a lot of time when it comes to these type of things, most people, what are you talking about? But it needs to be talked about. As a parent, this gives the signs of things to look at automatically. I'm about to bring my boo doc in real quick. You ready? All right. Hi, doc, baby.
It's okay. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I don't have no complaints at all. I ain't fussing about nothing today. Maybe a cricket or two later, but.
Okay.
No complaints today. None whatsoever. Good to hear. I do have a complaint. We're about to talk about, I'm going to complain about, because it needs to be complained about. I have my thoughts on it, and you know, you read the title, so you know what we're talking about already.
Yes.
So I'm going to give my 2 cents, and I want you to give your 2 cents. But before you do that, let me get into the details. So on September the 9th, 2025, a grim discovery was made in a Hollywood tow yard, which is crazy in itself. At the reports of a foul odor, the police opened the trunk of an abandoned Tesla, and inside they found a highly decomposed body of a young girl. That girl was later identified as 15-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez, who had been missing since April of 2024. That's how it was going down. Now here's where the case takes a turn that has sent shockwaves through the music world and social media. The car, a Tesla, was registered to 20-year-old David Anthony Burke, better known as David, spelled with a 4. Which, that was kind of genius on the wordplay, but he's a jackass, so I'm not going to give him too many props. Since the news broke, the internet has been ablaze with theories, rumors, and half-truths. It's a classic case of the court of public opinion running far ahead of the actual police investigation. So far, let's break down what we know for fact. What the authorities have said and what the internet is saying. So first, facts. This is the facts. As reported by law enforcement and credible news sources, Celeste Rivas had been missing for well over a year. Her mother told authorities that her daughter was involved with a man named David. This coupled with the fact that the body was found in a car registered to David Anthony Burke, immediately put the singer in the center of the controversy. The Los Angeles Police Department has since searched the Hollywood Hills residence where David had been staying along with his manager, and they recovered several items of evidence. The singer has not been named as a suspect, but his team has stated that he is cooperating with authorities. However, the cause of Celeste's demise remains deferred due to the state of her body. The LAPD, they're investigating her demise, and they're investigating it as a homicide. So we're gonna stop right there and have a little conversation, and then we're gonna jump back into this little research. What are your thoughts?
It's a evil and heinous crime, because regardless of anything, it's still murder, it's still homicide. It wasn't like somebody made an untimely death, especially because of the age of the person too. And then for the body to be disregarded like that, that's where all the other things of how did this happen comes into play.
Yeah. I had a lot of just based upon the facts, not necessarily, just public opinion, because you can never go too far with that anyway. But based upon the facts, I had a couple of questions. Again, one is I'm the mother of a 13-year-old daughter, right? So I can relate to raising a preteen / teenager, right? And I keep thinking in my head, how is it that your daughter, because it's more to this, but it's more speculation, it's a lot more said. There is proof that that girl had run away a couple of times before this to be with this young man. Not going to say boy, say young man. He was older than her. And we'll get into that a little bit more as we go along. But how is it as a parent, if your child keeps running away, and I know it's a pain, and I know I used to be a teenager, and now I'm the mom of a teenager. And my mom, I would do stuff, but there's no way that she would not come looking for me. You feel me? But at the age of 11, 12, and 13, I wasn't there anyway. Now, I get it. Times are different. Times are different. The kids are different. Might be a little bit faster than what we were as teenagers. But as a parent, I don't care how different times are. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for my child. I need to know where my child is. I was telling a friend of mine earlier, I was telling my friend earlier that even now, to this day, I can shut my daughter's tablet down from my phone. So how is it that your child goes missing and you don't know where the hell your child is? That is insane. Let alone you know that she's dating a man named, she's dating. I can't even fathom that. In my head is not dating anybody until she in her late teens. I'm talking about 16, 17, 16 at bare minimum, 17, 18-ish. I don't care. You know what I mean? 13, 12, 13. No. You don't have no boyfriend. That's not happening. No. You don't even know how. No.
Okay.
So that outrages me a little bit. Like, how did you knew that she was dating a man named David?
Do you want me to be in the position to be like to play the devil's advocate?
No, I don't want you to ask. I want you to say what you gotta say.
I do believe, unfortunately, there are a lot of parents that even when they are fully aware of something, they still have this thing where I don't think they think it's what it is. I mean, it sounds harsh and weird, but I believe if you was to ask her mother, does your daughter have a boyfriend? And she would probably be like, well, she says she does, but I don't think she really does. And it'll be like that. Like, she knows she probably likes a boy. Keeping terms, boy. But I don't, there's some part of me that thinks the parents, even when they like hear these things, they just think, nah, they're not doing that. And even if the kid actually 100% is, and for whatever reason, they don't take it upon themselves to be an actual parent and go investigate, ask the real questions. They just sometimes just like, they're doing kid stuff. And I think, no, I'm being for real too, but that's a lot
that's
of things.
Real, that I no, think. I'm not disagreeing with you. What I'm saying is that's the real problem. Yeah. You're not investigating. You're not going and checking your child's social media. You're not doing the things that you should be doing for your 11, 12, and 13-year-old daughter to be dating a man named David. You know, when they came to the mom, he said, I knew she was dating a man named David, not a boy.
And see, and that's very interesting. She said dating a man named David. Wait, how old is your kid again? And why do you think this is a normal statement of thing to say? But it's that weird thing of, culturally, was this a thing that was just like,
No, I'm going to get into it in a second and my theory on that, but I don't give a fuck what it is. I'm sorry, you got me cussing all right. I don't care what it is. As a parent, I'll get into it. So, I'll get into it. None of that means nothing to me. You know how I feel about men, grown-ass men, preying on little girls or little boys. It's nothing that you could do to make it right.
Correct.
It look crazy all around. But I'm going to get into it. Give me a second. I'm going to get into it. So the public has latched onto a few key details that have fueled rampant speculation. One of the most compelling pieces of so-called evidence is the matching tattoos. Why does she have the tattoos at 13? Matching tattoos, both David and Celeste Rivas had a small tattoo that said shh on both of their right index fingers. This detail, along with old photos of the two together and videos that allegedly showed them streaming together in January of 2024, has led to many to believe that they were in a relationship. There are rumors that there are many of them. The first and most widely circulated is the claim that Celeste was pregnant at the time of her passing. The theory has come with a lot of unverified screenshots of old Discord chats where David allegedly mentioned a kid on the way. Another more chilling rumor suggests that the remains of an infant were found near David's residence. As of now, neither of these claims have been confirmed by law enforcement. They remain unverified, just online chatter. Another aspect of this case has that has fascinated and disturbed the public in connection with David's music and art. He broke out his breakout hit, Romantic Homicide, has a sinister meaning for many listeners. His music video for Here With Me is also being re-examined, with some pointing out the scene that depicts a body being placed in the trunk of a car. While it's important to remember that art often uses dark and romantic themes, the public is now analyzing every lyric and visual for possible clues. Amidst all of this, David has canceled his remaining world tour dates and has seemingly disappeared from the public eye. He also was dropped by major endorsements with brands like Crocs and Hollister. The cancellation of his shows and his silence on social media have only added to the public confusion and concern. It's a tragic story and one that highlights the modern day intersection of true crime, celebrity culture, and social media. The public, with its immediate access to information and misinformation, is forming its own narrative, while the police are still trying to painstakingly process the process of collecting and analyzing concrete evidence. The family of Celeste, they're grieving, and they've launched a GoFundMe to help with the funeral expenses. A stark reminder of a very real human cause at the heart of this sensationalized case. The LAPD has a long road ahead. The case is complex, with a victim who was missing for a significant amount of time and a body found in a state that makes the cause of death difficult to determine. Former prosecutors have stated that while it's more challenging, a homicide case can be built without a definitive cause of death. But they will need to be able to connect David directly to the crime. For another investigation continues, the public awaits. The internet continues to fill the void with speculation. What is clear is that a young girl is not here anymore, and the world is watching to see if justice will be served. We will be keeping a close eye on this case, because it hit my heart a little heavy. We will be keeping a close eye on this case, and we'll bring you updates as they are officially confirmed. I don't want to bring y'all, I've never wanted to bring y'all fake, that's what I say, so I'm sorry, I hate that I'm doing Donald Trump thing, but fake news.
Not the fake news.
So I try to stay along the lines of facts, but because there is so much internet speculation, it makes it hard not to bring up these things. And so I'm going to bring up a couple of things in addition to what I already spoke on. One is, from what we know and what's being said, she met him when she was 11. He was about 16, 17 when she met him. She met him on Discord. She ran away at 12. And not one time, but multiple times. There's a teacher that has surfaced online with, footage of her in his classroom and explain how he knew the situation of the situation even before she went missing. And he's also said she's ran away a couple of times. One time the cops brought her back from Hollywood. One time she came back by herself. And that's coming from people who are close to the family. Now, as far as all these other theories, we don't know it. Well, nah, I'm going to say this. There's one YouTuber that I do watch from time to time. And one thing he did show is that the person from the Discord and the Reddit accounts, their metadata matched up to her. But that has not been confirmed by the police. This is just him showing his technical skills, his IT skills. But as far, I have a couple of theories on this, and this is just my own personal opinion. This is not a fact. This is alleged. Sometimes when it comes to fame, families, especially families who don't have a lot of money or whatever, they get tied into some shit. Being as though he already was experiencing fame, you feel me? He was getting money, whatever, whatever. I feel like that played a part in why they weren't searching for her as hard as I feel like they should be searching for her. They knew that he was a man. And to be honest, if she's 12, at that point, he's 18 going on 19. He's a man compared to her. He can do things legally compared to her, which he can't. He can go on a world tour and he can't just put her on a plane and leave. Because questions are asked, she needs identification. Even from the footage that I saw with him and allegedly her, dude is asking like who's the girl, and he told the dude he was the feds. You feel me? Like at bare minimum, because he was technically grown and she was a kid, I feel like some statutory should be play a part. But then now that everything's coming together, I also feel like maybe the parent or parents should be looked into a little deeper, because how does she feel so comfortable to just keep getting up to leave with this dude at 12? I got family members that got pregnant real young and all that. You feel me? It happens. It happens. But I also feel like, and something I agree with what you said, it's like, Some people just, all right, she ran off. And I hate to say this, but even the thought of a one less mouth to feed, you feel me, type of situation. And I feel like that might play a part a little bit. I'm not saying they didn't love her, because that's, they loved her. They loved her enough to put up missing person posters. But I think they gave her too much freedom and leeway. And that's why she felt so comfortable. From what her brother has said, the last time he saw her, she was getting in the car with David and said she was going to the movies never to be seen again. How does she feel that comfortable? Again, my daughter's the same age, and my daughter asked me for permission for everything still. To this day, like, can I have some, mom, can I go to, that's her best friend, can I go to my best friend's house for, you know, to stay the night for a sleepover or whatever? Like, she does not do anything without permission. It's parenting. And I hate that a lot of people skip over that part, but that's the part. How does she feel that comfortable to do shit like that?
I have my theories, I have my ideas, and it plays along with what you said in a bit. But I even I'll make it in a softer kind of way. We've always let, because she's mature, she's good to go. And this can go the other way too. So I'm not just focusing on young women, but she's mature, she's good to go. Oh, we met him, we know him, and we don't think he's a bad person. And plus, somewhere in the back, you know, he's about to be famous, this, that, and the other. He's taking care of her. We're gonna let that be because he's taking care of her. There's situations that happen like that too. And I mean, that's not the evil way. That's just, I trust that everything's gonna be okay.
That's what it is. One less mouth to feed.
Yeah, but not the, I'm kicking you out because you're one less mouth to feed is, oh,
she's no, they didn't never kick her. No, she, no, no, because I said we based it on our facts. They never kicked her out. She ran away. That's the difference.
That's what I was saying.
They can't even do an Amber Alert on this. They couldn't do an Amber Alert on this young lady because in California, if she run away, we're not issuing an Amber Alert.
Yeah, that's by the law. I wasn't saying that they kicked her out, but her running away could have been the same thing. Well, at least we kind of know where she ran away to. So we're at this point in time, we're not looking for her the same way until, wait, we haven't even heard from her at all.
Well, I will give them that point of they didn't, they weren't not looking for her. I'm just saying, like, how does she feel that comfortable? Because again, they had missing posters, missing person posters up for her. So they looked for her, but they just didn't. That poster went up in 2024. And that was it. Like, I don't feel like they did enough searching for her. And especially if you know that that's the, because it's like, with the way the internet works these days and all of that good stuff. Now, I will give this little tidbit too. The house that he was living in Hollywood, that wasn't under his name, it was under his manager name. But with the way the internet works these days, you could have found that information out. Find out who his manager is. Find out who the people who he does business with are and raise hell. Make it totally fucking uncomfortable for him to do business.
Yeah.
Until that situation is resolved. So, it's no, in my opinion, there's no excuse, but then his stupid ass, because we gotta talk about him, I'm not even putting on all, like, that's just how I feel about your 13-year-old daughter, your 13-year-old daughter is missing. Put your foot down. And if need, I hate to say this, but in certain circumstances, you might need to lay hands and feet. You might have to. I hate to say it too, but spare the rod, spoil the child. I'm a soft parenting kind of person, but if it gets to that level, she already know what time I'm on. So it's just that. But now let's get to him. So many things I could say about this boy. First, I think by him not really having a lot of interaction with people before he became famous, because he was homeschooled. So he was on the internet. When he was outside, he was hanging. Like, I think that played a part for his little twisted. Because it's like, if you don't have social, as much as my daughter begs me to homeschool her all the time, and I mean, all the time, every other week, like, you should just homeschool me. No, I shouldn't. You need to get out of this house. Go. You're getting up out of here. Because it's not just her learning, because she could learn at home. She definitely could learn at home, right? But it's the social interaction with people, whether it be good or bad. I feel like it's necessary so that you can know how to interact and deal with other people. It's been said, I can't say this is factual, that she was like one of his first girlfriends. So that's that. But then when you do go back and look at some of the music that he's created and things like that, he is a little dark. Mm-hmm. To the point where at some of his shows, and this is a fact, at some of his shows, he was bringing in caskets
to the show. I have, well, when I was kind of get caught up to speed on some of this stuff, I read an article that included that in it that said he would bring a casket up and have them sign letters to their loved ones that passed away or something. I will say this in a kind of weird way too. There is a segment of music that the younger generation listens to that, to me, growing up, it was more that angsty palm people colored stuff, but it's so mixed up that because I think the younger generation gets to interact with a lot with each other a lot more, particularly on the internet, and that kind of music is put into the whole sphere of things. So
it's different when you act on it though. Like, I'm not getting ready to put that. It's different. It's like, to each his own. I listen to alternative rock. I've listened to rock. Like, it's a lot of dark shit in me. Yes. I even listened to I had Marilyn Manson's CD. But that didn't mean I wanted to go out and take somebody's life. So I'm not giving him that. And he's grown.
And that's what I'm saying.
I'm not giving him that.
There's a part of me.
Then on top of that, I don't want to lose this train of thought real quick. On top of that, he has the unreleased song titled Celeste. He wrote that song for a child. He is not a child. He's a grown-ass man. That's the difference. He's not a child. She was a child. Yes. He's a grown man. Nah, I'm not. No, he's grown. I'm not giving that up on none of the kids and the shit that they listen to. Fuck, my daughter is into Greek mythology heavy, and it's a lot of dark shit in there. Well, our lizard she renamed our lizard Hades.
Yeah, I know.
His name was Ren when we got him. You know, Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
She renamed him Hades. That's not, I'm not giving no pass on no shit. Like, I'm not. No, well, grown.
What I was going to say is, though, that segment of the music, I always want to separate the artistry from actually what people would do. But the one part that I will say, and this is just my opinion, is that the thing with the younger generation seeing most of their media intake and stuff that is from the internet, there's reasons that I'm like, I see why when we were growing up, we were told, hey, you shouldn't be listening to that. But there's a difference because we had more social interaction. Like you said, we still
and
went
we
outside.
We didn't have access to the internet. We didn't have
correct.
That.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. All these things. And I see why the internet is going crazy with the at this point theories in the ledge, but it would make a lot of sense because if you live in this so much and that's your own real interaction is talking to other people in Discord and not actually being outside, I see why that world became such a thing for them. And it's like,
for then, him, because I don't want to talk about them. This is not about them. This is about him. What the fuck he did.
Okay, even became a thing for him.
Them for what he did. For them, I mean, for them, all right, you listen to weird shit. I still listen to weird shit. No. Him. Let's focus on him.
Even focused on him, that is also why he is as big as he is. That is also why people, or even the situation he was, the way he was able to maintain the situation is because of that vibe, that involvement of that world. That's what I'm trying to say. That makes sense. That world that he was, and that would lead to, how come nobody asked him, hey, who is this girl that's with you? Because I'm rich and famous. And what did he say?
Called them the feds.
Yeah, but why did they land away with it? I what I'm trying to
what the fuck did you do? Listen, it was one person, and I will say this, he not even from the United States, so he couldn't really do too much of shit. He had a song with the young man. He called it out, and a lot of people just was like, nah, fuck that. And he threatened to sue him for libel and all kinds of shit. It's only what so much, and that's the thing I want to get, like, I think I'm coming to the understanding. It's only but so much everybody else could do. You feel me? Yeah, we on the internet. He say she not 13. At one point, he lied and said she was 19. Obviously, she looks 13. I mean, like a kid, but... Let's just focus on what the fuck he did.
And that's what I'm saying.
Because
the world
can't blame everybody else. Now, I blame the parents already because she felt too free to fucking do that shit. But in this case, he was fucking a fucking 12-year-old.
allegedly, but yes.
No, he was. That I'm not alleging that because it's okay. Too many videos and pictures of them together. For me, I've seen with my own eyes, with her in it, with him in it, together. It was a thing. They were on a video live together and then told everybody that they had to delete the shit. Because one, she wasn't supposed to be with him in the first place. It's a lot of key details to this shit. That's crazy. And if you gotta pay attention to them. And as far as the music, no, I separate art from real life all the time, but at the same time, art imitates life a lot of times.
Yes,
he got songs about putting a body in the fucking trunk of a car, a dead body, blood being on the seats. And then what happens? A dead body is in the trunk of a car, his car, under his name. The fuck? I think the only reason why, oh, and then the house that they raided, him and his manager moved up out of there. They no longer reside there. His Discord, his Reddit, all have been shut down by him, not by them. He was on Fortnite one night. People saw him there. Now his Fortnite is private.
But I guess
I'm done making excuses for motherfuckers doing stupid shit that they did.
Yes.
He did that shit. They Discord didn't do it. The kids on the internet didn't do it. And they kids too on top of that's the other part. They're fucking kids. So it's only been so much you was gonna get from that anyway. Wasn't no adults in that Discord. They were children. That's why. They were fucking kids. And kids at 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, their mind is not that developed for them to be thinking like, this shit is fucked up. It's wrong. I'm not even going to lie to you. My current situation right now, right? When I met this person, I want to say 16. He was 19, he just turned 19. He just graduated from high school. I thought I was grown and I was doing all the things, but I was still a kid and had no sense of, but I wanted to do what I wanted to do. That's kids for you. These weren't adults. None of the people that were online were adults. Her family couldn't find her. So why didn't people? Because they're fucking kids.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That's why. The fucking kids. That's why.
The thing I wanted to say, if there's always another adult, that other adult has to be the responsible adult. Simple as if he was not renting his home he was living in and it was under his manager's name, and I'm assuming his manager is the other adult that could look at a situation and say,
if he involved in shit with him, why would he say no, stop?
But that's plus, what I'm saying.
Plus, you fucking up the church's money. Why the fuck would he tell him stop? How many people was around Diddy that were adults and still was letting him do fucked up shit?
And that's what I'm saying. I said the environment of what it is and how much value they were able to give him is the reason that if somebody seen something, like you said, the one dude that was from a foreign country, he should have committed to it. Like, no, this is wrong. Stop this. I'm telling any and everybody.
That's the whole thing. He did. He tried to contact people. He got dropped from the label because he as well was an artist. He just wasn't living in the United States. It was limited to the shit that he could do. But he did, and they threatened to sue him. And he was only 19 when that happened. So he did. I'm not going to say why didn't he. He did. He gave a candid interview about it. He
and did. And to me, that's the most worst thing. That's what I'm saying, Kat. That is the most worst thing. Because when somebody tried to do something, other people, which are adults too, care more about the money than the safety of some young child. That's fucked
up. It's the freaking music industry. We know they fucked up.
That's all I'm saying. That's what I was trying to get to. But you see something, say something, regardless of anything. Mm-hmm. But then the scary part is everybody else that sees something and could say something, they like, don't fuck up the church's money, though. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. Right. No questions asked. Right. That is wrong.
And then the house where they found the car and where the manager and he were running, that's Halle Berry's old house. By the way,
interesting.
Yeah. So, and somebody else owned it. He didn't know anything about it until the raid. Like, he didn't know anything about nothing until the raid. People that tried to say something, people didn't listen to. The people who were responsible for that child, I just say you could have did more, but at the same time, I don't know what their circumstance, and the mother doesn't speak English, she only speaks Spanish. So, that's the thing. But I hate to deflect to everybody else in the circumstances, because we know how the music industry is. We know how Hollywood is. We know how shit works. This is why we just finished the day. Now, we gotta get back to that, because October the 3rd is sentencing day. And I got some shit to talk about that too, but I'll save that for my day. We know how that system works. So all the shit, yeah, but this motherfucker, I want to put the blame on him and him alone. Because in order for a thing to happen to a person such as them losing their lives, you know, not naturally, that's... it has to be someone's hands. And in this case, I mean, all the evidence is point towards him, but the law is the law, and they have to do things according to the law. But really, at the end of the day, I'm putting my finger on him first, family second. Him first, because the only way that she got in the situation was him as the connection. He was her boyfriend. As sick as that is, he was her boyfriend. The last time anybody saw her, she was with him. Mm-hmm. Fuck everybody else. Put his ass underneath the prison. Put that motherfucker 6 feet deep. Real talk. The only way that motherfuckers understand the consequences of their action, I mean, their actions, the how much trauma, you have to make an example of these motherfuckers. And he needs to be made an example. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, him, how he grew up, all that shit. The fact that you thought that you could do that and everything is everything is crazy. Now, maybe he didn't do it. Maybe he got set up. That's an option. I don't know. That's speculation. Maybe the other people that are around him is involved a little bit more than just them knowing. You feel me? There's so many ways that could go. It's crazy. But at the end of the day, like I said, even if they don't get him on the homicide tip, statutory rape should be a part of that. Because he was grown and she was a baby. Mm-hmm. Statutory should be definitely on the table. If you can't prove nothing else, you could prove that. Just by his accounts alone, you could prove that. By his photos alone, you could prove that. You know she was a baby. You got a body. You know who she is. You know how old she was. You know how old he is. He's connected to her. If anything,
you could get him on that. Even if it's not her demise, you could get him on that.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. So, I don't want to leave that out. Like, that could play, still very much play a part.
Yeah.
But I'm always an advocate for these children. I'm always going to be an advocate for these children. Boys, girls, I don't care what it is. Shouldn't no grown person be playing and fucking around with a kid? That's disgusting. That's nasty. That's filthy. That is just... What the fuck? Y'all don't have nothing in common. Nothing. You grown as fuck. Even though being an adult is ghetto, you still fucking there. I still say that all the time. Fuck. Being an adult is ghetto as fuck. You gotta pay bills. You got responsibilities. It's ghetto. It's ghetto here. But you can't go back. You can't revert back to your childhood. And fucking with a child is not going to get you there. You have to be a fucking adult. Find somebody your own fucking age. Leave these babies the fuck alone. Already hard enough coming up into a world. Coming up in the world just alone. It's hard enough. But now you add adult shit to a child's brain. And they feel it. And they think they grown. Leave these fucking babies alone. Your grown ass knows better. Leave these babies alone. Fuck perv. Sorry, my bad. I should just disgust me. This is so disgusting. It is time for me to show some love. It's like, no matter how you try to spin it, whatever, like, it's never going to sit well with me, the idea. And, yeah, you don't expect kids to say shit because they not. They part of it. They part of the culture. They want to be a part. I want to be grown. They don't know as ghetto as fuck here, but they just want to be grown. I remember saying that, like, I can't wait to be grown. Now I'm like, why the fuck did I say that?
You gave away your Toys R Us kids pass?
Yeah, and I wish I wouldn't have. It's like my friend, like I said, I know him since I was a kid, whatever, right? And he's the only person on this planet that I remember when I didn't have boobs. When I mean, he said that when I met you, you had some little bee stings. You didn't have no boobs. And I'm like, I remember, and I begged for these bitches, and now look at me.
Careful what you wish for.
So, yeah, be careful what the fuck you wish for. But you say a lot of things when you were a kid because you don't have, your brain is not developed. It's still developing. So I can't blame these kids on the internet. That's why it didn't come forward. I mean, a couple of people did try to because they felt like it was fucked up. For the most part, they wasn't coming to kids. It was a part of culture. They felt, oh, this famous dude is chatting with me in Discord. He's famous. Who's that girl? Oh, she looks like she's my... You see what I'm saying? It's just a lot.
Yeah.
So, no, I ain't blaming the kids. I'm not blaming the kids. I'm partially blaming the parents, but not all the way because they did kind of look. It's just... It felt like they kind of gave up a little bit. That's why I feel the way I feel about them. But they did put forth some effort to try to. And if the police department can't help you, then who the fuck you go to?
You keep making noise.
Oh, I would, but again, we don't know the thought process. So that's why I say I partially blame the parents. But who I fully blame is that motherfucker. And yes, his team, because they had to have known if he did stay in that house with that girl, they knew she was there.
Yeah.
But again, they don't want to fuck up the church's money. Can't kill the cow, you know what I mean? Like, what, the cash cow. So, it's a lot of things. We are going to keep close. So we're going to keep paying close attention to this case because I just feel like it's necessary. Somebody has to speak out about this bullshit.
Why not me? But it is time to give some love. I want to shout out anybody who watched from Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Rumble. Hey, babies. I love you. Thank you for the love. This is live love, or maybe replay love, but it's love nonetheless. But these people I'm about to shout out, they're our listening audience. They come from wild and far, across the pond, across the river, across seas, across everywhere, and they listen to this podcast. And so I try to make sure I show them some love. And because I'm showing them love and they're everywhere, I got to send them love notes. And so that's what I'm about to do, love notes. Still ain't get my theme song yet, but in my still in my head, it sound like the Love Boat. Sorry, don't know why. I just, in my head, it sounds like the Love Boat. But I'm going to get it. Just give me time. I'm working on several things at one time. Just give me time. But I can hear the melody in my head. I'm going off, but I'm going to do whatever. But it is time for the Love Notes. How do we come up with the name, the Love Notes? I used to call it Love. Doc here used to call it Show Notes. I was never calling it that. We bicker. And finally, we came to the conclusion that we should compromise because there is no love without compromise. And so now we call it the Love Notes. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm never changing that. It's always going to be the Love Notes. Because if you think about it, theoretically, I am sending a love note to you. I love you. So, Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. And what I say to that is malarkey. It's a bunch of malarkey. It was a lot of papers, but it wasn't the size of a composition notebook. But in all fairness, I had a lot of city, states, countries, and territories in those papers. But now the list is getting too long. I can never do that again. I promise you. And we don't do that no more anyway. We do this. Continued support. You guys are amazing. I get excited every time I see a new country on the list, so I'm just happy that you guys are here with the support. You guys are amazing. Thank you. Let's get to what Doc has said. I can imagine. Let me see. Doc has said, top flight, catch the vibes. Listen, parents, adults, and society. Do better across the world. Safety over profits. I say, I thought it should be said with a little bit of anger.
I agree. That's makes sense. a lot of sternness.
It felt like I should be a little aggressive about it. I'm sorry if that's not how you brought it up. But this is what it felt like. Doc has said, worldwide, if you believe the children are the future, then act like it. It is after 10 p.m. Do you know where your kids are? Yes, I do. My kid is in the bed. Sorry. My bitch. Oh, I remember that message.
Yeah, that commercial.
I remember that message vividly. TVs, come on. It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your kids are? I was like, what the fuck? Get in the bed. Get in the bed. It's bedtime. You fucking right, I know where my kid is. My kid is never gonna be missing. Just missing. Nope. I track her phone. I track her tablet. I track every fucking thing. I need to know where the fuck my kid at. I do. And she know I do. I'm tracking you, little nigga. Anyway. Doc has said, hit the like button. Tune in live show, radio show, and get the app. Listen, my name is Kat Lee, and I definitely approve this message. I do. Tune in. Oh, sorry. It's Kat Lee Wu now. My bad. I approve this message, and of course, Doc gave me my extra bling. I love my blings. Bling, bling. Oh, sorry. My bad. I don't know how I dropped to cash money. Know what happened, but anyway. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Doc. You know, I love my bling bling. Listen, I don't know what the hell is going on in this world. What I do know is we got to fix this shit before it's too late. Cause fuck, we ain't going to have no kids left. If we keep this up at this rate, who is going to run the world? Fuck. Who? Just the thought of that. Who's running this? Who going to be left to take care of the business? We don't know. Join the conversation. You could do that by calling in, texting, or you can drop a comment. If you call in, you live on air. If you text, I'm reading live on air. If you drop a comment, I'm reading live on air. It's going to be on the screen. The number is 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. Yeah, do that. You know, it's always a million ways for you to. Got you, baby. I got you. Pick one. But just in case you need a little nudge, I don't mind giving those. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join the coffee community so we can have salacious, titillating, table conversations. And I can fucking cuss whenever the fuck I feel like. I can say shit. I can say fuck. I can say you asshole. You fucking dickhead. I could call you whatever I want. I could just say what I want. And we can dive into how this Discord thing played out in the first place. Join the coffee community. Let me get my rocks off. Uncensor me. Sorry. Tony Braxton said, I'll break her heart. I'm saying uncensor me. Okay. I'm going to tell you this. I am going to tell you this. I always tell you this. You should be used to it by now. Way to support this podcast. It's free. That's all you got to do is hit boop. Maybe one more button. Boop. One more button. Boop. And you're done. It's that easy. It's that easy. Like, share, and subscribe, man. Much, much love to our residential DJ, DJ Rue KZ. He holds us down every week. I had to look back because sometimes I'll be getting text messages on Wednesday like I'm about to record. So we don't know. But by the end of the week, we'll have a new mix. So get ready. Stop playing with Rue KZ. Stop playing with Rue KZ. Anyway.
Oh, and while you're at it, check out our other website, www.laboraleebookkeeping.com. Yeah, it's about to get ugly with this bookkeeping thing real quick, though. But check out our website. Matter of fact, if you go to www.ambitiouslyent.com, there is a banner. All you got to do is click on it. It'll take you to that website as well. I did that also, but so y'all know. We good, we good, we good. I'm going to direct y'all in all the right directions in which y'all need to go. I'm going to point you in the right direction. Yeah. So that's how I get down. I don't want you lost. I don't want nobody lost. So now it is time for me to say the things that I'm supposed to say towards the end of every evening that we do this show. And yeah, it's just time for me to say them. Plus, we got responsibilities to handle today. It's Wednesday. Mind your business. Except for when I bring you other people's business, because I'm nosy as hell. I am. Media in my days, definitely telling the business. The tapping, I try not to, but sometimes it's warranted. You know, I was watching something, because I got to speak on this, because it's funny. You know, I was watching, because, you know, sometimes I just be going through YouTube, because regular TV bores me. So, I'm going through YouTube, and I'm on this, because it's football season, I get to watch football, right? But it's not basketball season yet, so I've been watching a lot of things pertaining to the NBA this last week or so. And it's funny, because yesterday I was having a conversation, but I watched today. I had a conversation with you last night, and I said I told some business because it didn't have nothing to do with nothing. I did say that fucking Jordan and Scottie Pippen wasn't as close as people perceived them to be. Mm-hmm. And then I was watching something, and this is after Jordan made the film on Netflix. It's still on Netflix, by the way. The Last Dance.
Last Dance, yes.
And Pippen was freaking interviewed after that, and he basically said everything. I said, they ain't like that, Ninja. Just like, they ain't like Kobe on the Lakers. I said that yesterday, and just to watch, sit down and watch my say the same thing I just said. It was funny, because I was like, yo, I said that, and I didn't even know I was going to watch this today. So I did tell somebody some business yesterday, and business was is that they ain't really like them. The Bulls players didn't really like Jordan. The Lakers players didn't really like Kobe, especially Shaq. I said it. But yeah, sometimes I tell people's business on a Tuesday. It's not intentional, but sometimes it's warranted. And because of the conversation we was having yesterday, it was warranted. They didn't really like them. The wiretap, I'm definitely telling people, you better not be disgusting. You better not be depraved. You better not be heinous. You better not be sinister. You better not be a dumbass. You better not be sick in the head. You better not be a pervert. You better not be diabolical. You should not be an idiot. You shouldn't be any of those things. Doc, you want to add to you, babe?
Don't be corrupt. That's the people surrounding the person that is corrupt. Don't be wicked. That's turning your blind eye to something that you see that's going on and not fighting for the right thing, the right way, and justice and all that stuff. Don't be menacing.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue you and try to fight back. No, don't be menacing. I'll finish with my insidious, because the length of time this took, it was a very insidious move. Started right here, took a little bit, let him run away, live with the person, all that stuff. That's insidious. So don't be none of those, bro.
Don't be any of those, you sicko. Damn it. I'm sorry, y'all. I still got a little phlegm. It's going away though, but I'm sorry for the coughing. I'm here by myself, so I'm not giving y'all germs. Yeah, don't be any of those things. Because if you are any of those things and you have a court case and I can pull it and I feel like it's high profile enough for me to talk about the stupid shit you just did, I'm pulling it. Doc and I, we're going to talk about it. It's just that simple. Just don't do it. And then you won't have a person like me talking shit about you. Cut it out, stupid ass. Child, cut it out. Why more me and Doc's business? Sometimes we gotta balance it out and give y'all a little bit of IT to get past this bullshit that we be doing sometimes. Cattails, we already know what's going on, other than, you know, some technical things. I want to release it, but it's some things that need to be handled first. But if you do make it on there, let me just say this. If you happen to make it on there when it does air, shut the fuck up. Nobody knows I'm talking about you. I change everybody's fucking names. I do. All you got to do is shut the fuck up. Otherwise, they know it's you. Or if you approach me about it, I'm definitely exposing you. I mean, like, I changed his name, but this bitch's name is, because that's how I get down. Since you wanted to say something to me about it. Because I change everybody's name. The only way they know it's you is if you run your mouth, stupid ass. Shut the fuck up, dumbass. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Don't you say that?
A hit dog will.
For sure. Roof, roof, bitch. How? Or whatever the fuck you gotta do. Just shut the fuck up. And then they won't know it's you. They will know it's you if you run your mouth, dog. Shut up. Just shut the fuck up. I wish more people in the world would shut the fuck up. Anyway, sorry. I was having a personal moment. Don't mind. It's my birthday week. I'm not sorry. I'm saying everything that I want to say. It's my birthday. It's my party. I ain't crying, but I could beef if I want to. Shut the fuck up. All right. Anyway. Child, shut the fuck up. Listen, love your babies. Hug your babies. Adore your babies. Be there for your babies. Stand solid. Ten toes down for your baby. Step on people. For your babies. And let them babies know that they the GOAT. Perhaps maybe that part played a part too. Maybe she didn't feel like she was the GOAT and didn't have that encouragement. Who knows? But what I do know is you gotta be the strongest advocate for your own children. That's what I do know. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be their best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the fuck they do out over there at NASA. I don't know. What I do know is you should get yourself a telescope, a good one. A good one. Might require a little bit of assembly. Comes with lenses, scopes, beams. You got one like mine. Comes with an app. Hi, Nat Geo. Just letting y'all know I'm still here. I don't know if it's going to happen because y'all doing some weird things at Disney. But put it together. Take it outside while you still can before the winter gets hit. Well, I don't know. You can still look in the winter too. You can still look in the winter. Take it outside. Discover some shit with your kid. You might discover a comet, a meteor, an asteroid. I hope all of which are going past you and not coming towards you because that's a frightening thought. A planet that's not a planet anymore. That's what they say. Fuck them. I say it's still a planet. You made me build a solar system. That shit is still a fucking planet, bitch. Sorry. I'm still in my feelings about that too. You might encounter a UFO while you're being nosy. If you do, this message is not for you necessarily, but because they're going to beam you up and probe you, or beam you down and probe you. I don't know which direction it happens these days, but whatever the case, they're going to do that to you. So I just figured I passed the message through you. I don't want to go. I don't want to be beamed up or down. I don't want to be probed. Unless you got a planet that's better than this fucking planet, leave me the fuck alone. I won't go. But I do have I just got to put this in y'all so they know. I have a neighbor. You come pluck her ass right now. I wouldn't cry about it. I wouldn't. Y'all let them know I want to go to. You could come tell me about it and I believe you, but I'm not going unless it's better than this place. I mean, I'm quite sure I don't know. But hell no, I won't go. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator. They have engineers over there too. I don't know what else the hell they do over there in NASCAR either. But what I do know is at one point in time, they had a love for, well, one, they got the Need for Speed. Two, at one point in time, they had a love for the muscle car, and I will always love the muscle car. I will. Forever. And always. I will. I will. I will. You know what I'm saying? Put the pedal to the metal. They was talking about muscle cars. They was not talking about this fuck shit y'all driving right now at all. We want to talk about that. But whatever the case may be, make sure you tell them babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that. They need you to be there for them 100%. They need you to ride for them 100%. Do your job. Be a good parent. Be a good fucking parent. I promise you. You'll be happy about it. You will. Just, everything will work itself. Just be great. A great parent. It is now. Oh, child, it is now time for your fair warning. It is. I just need y'all to know it's coming.
The following moments may contain explicit language.
Why the fuck do we keep saying may? We know it is. Look, I just... Okay, whatever. We know it's going to contain explicit language. So I might as well go ahead and let it go. Instead of fucking your lane, my lane, your lane, not the fucking same. Stay the fuck over there. Your lane is the fuck over there. Mine's over here. Stay there. You jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. I can promise you. This is not a threat. This is a fucking promise. Now, I be trying to help people out all the time and tell them shit, take the shit for light. And then when I start, then I be like, oh, watch it. No, because I told you already. Sit the fuck in your lane. You jump in my lane. It's not pretty. Do not don't break the glass. Don't push the button. You jump in my lane. You're going to get this bitch. And she is not nice, sweet, kind, or cuddly. Here we go. You ain't going to be happy till I bite your head off. Why would you want that anyway? Why? You don't want her. You want her. Because she's nice, sweet, kind, cuddly, and all that good stuff. She is, I promise you. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you that. Oh, I can promise you that. Plus, when you get her, you get a 2-for-1 special. And you get an AU Big Purr bitches. AU Big Purr. I expect to be purring this weekend. Yeah. I expect all of friends, family, a little bit of back scratching and all that good stuff. I expect a purr this weekend. But hey, you big purr bitches. Put that on the screen one more time. You big purr bitches. Just stay the fuck in your lane. Plus, what happens usually when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in fucking your lane and everything's cool, copacetic and all that good stuff. Which brings me to my next point, which is pick and choose your battles wisely. If you choose to jump into my lane, you did not pick the best. You didn't pick and choose wisely. You jump in my lane, you are signing up for a battle that you are not prepared for. And I don't quit. I don't. So, yeah, pick and choose your battles wisely. And plus, you don't want to be that guy. You know, Petty Boots, a.k.a. Baby Caligula, a.k.a. Little Boots. How you get two littles? A.k.a. Drake, you don't want to be him. You don't want to be like him. You just want to pick and choose your battles wisely. Yesterday was fun as fuck because I got Mobb Deep and Mobb Deep beginning and end. That was just... But he lied. He lied, he lied, he lied. He said he studied. He studied. He studies for a living. He said that, but he lied. Because if he did, he would know that Mobb Deep said a long time ago, and they was 19, they was young men. They said that there was a war going on outside, which it definitely is, and that no man is safe from it. They said, bitch-ass Petty Boots, Baby Caligula, Little Boots, a.k.a. Drake. They said, you can run, but you cannot. You can't. It's too late. He can't.
You know that I seen something today. They done investigated and really believe that this man had an 11-year-old daughter. This is crazy. But anyway, Mobb Deep said there's a war going on outside that no man is safe from. You can run, but you can't hide fire in these streets that we done took. They said, bitch, you walking with your head down, scared to look. They said, bitch, you are shook. Because ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Mama say, mama saw my Michael sign. Mama say, mama saw my Michael sign. Okay, worry about the war. Fuck the battle. If that's something. And then if you do got a 11-year-old, then that means Drake set himself up because Kendrick just told all the, like, Kendrick knows everything. Like, what the fuck? He know everything. But just worry about the war. Fuck the bet. Just worry about the war. Because then you're going to be stuck in his position, and that's not a good place to be, especially right now. You can't even drop an album right now and expect sales. I'm just saying. Sad. Be you. Be amazingly you. Be wonderfully you. Be the best you that you can be. But be you. Even if they say they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress. Listen, two of them things I wouldn't worry about if I was you. Just be the best weird dressing weirdo, weird walking motherfucker you could be, right? Just be that, right? But you can help the talk shit. You can shut the fuck up. You cannot go to court and run your little mouth. You cannot be engaging in battles that you had no business engaging in anyway. You should have known better, honestly. And you cannot make up fake accents and shit. Nobody wants to hear that. Be from where you from, fam. But at the end of the day, don't worry about the other two. Remember, what they eat don't make you shit, and what you eat don't make them shit either. That's not how it works. It's not how it works. You can't make anybody happy. You can add to their happiness, but you can't make them happy. Happiness starts here. Starts with that. You could try to give some of your happy juice, but everybody don't deserve that anyway. They don't, so fuck them. Keep your juices to yourself. That sounds so productive. Keep your juice to yourself, all right? You came in this world by yourself, you're going to leave by yourself, baby, even if you are a twin, except for those certain selective kind of twins, and I'm not going to speak on them because I'm not a doctor. I have no clue, no idea how that works. No matter how much you try to tweak it, fix it, put it in your favor, it's not going to work. It's not. So stop fucking trying. And not every situation is a misery situation, but in certain situations they are. Just remember that bitch loves company. I tell that bitch personally, not I said the cat, bitch, get back. I don't hang with your kind. I don't hang with your kind. Get the fuck away from me. Thank you and goodbye. Dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. And they jump into another dimension. And then once you realize and visualize the dream, plan to execute. Fuck all the naysayers. Do it anyway. But plan and execute, because the only way it's going to happen beyond it being a dream is if you make it happen, babes. So do that. And that's that. Doc, baby, thank you for another enlightening evening.
Thank you for having me for this wonderful, well, not wonderful evening, sad story. Wonderful evening, sad story. I do want to say that, though. I didn't want to make light of it.
It's a very sad story. I hurt that Negro myself. What he did to that boy, what he allegedly did to that baby, but I'm swaying towards he did it. that's just my personal opinion. I don't know that he did it, but I felt like he did. But thank you for being here. You guys, we're about to get up out of here. We got to do our adulting duties.
Trash night.
That happened to so-called fall on the same freaking day, even though we're in two different states. That's crazy. We got to get up out of here. We love you guys. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble. And if you are going to get into trouble, just have you an excellent attorney on retainer, because they're expensive. And if you're going to be out here causing trouble, you might as well make sure you're covered. You feel me? Like,
handle your business. But with that being said, again, stay safe, stay out of trouble. We love you. We will catch you on Friday for the fire mix. There will be an episode of The Blueprint uploaded this week as well. So just pay attention. Pay attention. You'll see it when it get there. And with that being said, y'all, we got to get up out of here. We got stuff to do. Love, man. We love you. We got to go, though. Let me get where I need to go before I say we got to go. But we got to go. We got to get
up. Trash day, y'all. Trash day. It's trash day.
We got to go. Bye. Love y'all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.